Young Sasha grew up in a household where his father was a longtime member of the piano faculty at the Oberlin Conservatory of Music. In addition, Sanford Margolis, Sasha's father, served for a time as instructor of Yiddish at the college. Since then, Sasha Margolis has become a distinguished musician in his own right and is now violinist with the Northeastern Pennsylvania Philharmonic and the Glimmerglass Opera Orchestra. Along the way, father and son joined together in a multimedia production titled Monish, a tale of Talmud and temptation based on a classic poem by I.L. Peretz, featuring music, dance, and rhymes. The score was created by Sanford and performed by the klezmer ensemble Big Galoot, co-founded by Sasha, who was writer and narrator for the production. In addition to his musical skills, Sasha is a novelist whose book The Symbolist is a story from 19th century Imperial Russia with a klezmer musician at the center. The Northeastern Pennsylvania Philharmonic will present a concert of chamber music titled Dreams and Klezmer this Sunday afternoon, February 22nd, here at the WVIA Sordoni Theater. The performance will feature a work by Osvaldo Golihov for clarinet and string quartet, Dreams and Prayers of Isaac the Blind, as well as traditional klezmer melodies and a lullaby by Dmitri Shostakovich, arranged by Sasha Margolis, who coordinates the Philharmonic Chamber Series. We had a chance to speak by phone with Sasha about the concert, but we set the stage for what follows with a scene from Sasha's novel, The Symbolist, to get a feel for the roots of klezmer music. We're pleased you're going to read something for us. And you've chosen something from the beginning of chapter two?
Yeah. So chapter one is in a more Jewish setting, and then chapter two switches to this ball at a nobleman's house where the klezmer band is going to be playing, although they're not mostly quite here yet. And it goes like this. The nasal bark rang out in French. Promenade à une paire. A shudder went through the drawing room's gleaming wooden floor as 10 dancers came galloping across. The 5 gentlemen and 5 ladies cut a boisterous and unpredictable swath over the brilliant parquet, beneath an archway, and through to the entrance hall, a sudden double back over the entryway's red Smyrna rug, which slipped perilously underfoot, and on straight and fast toward the buffet where a sprinkling of spectators stood. The room held its breath. Would the dancers ram the buffet? No. At the last moment, the couple at their head, a tall and dashing gentleman with reddish-blonde curls and an elegant little mustache, and a rosy-cheeked ingenue who looked everywhere but at her companion, reared up and executed a sharp maneuver to the right. An ancient waiter in crisp dress coat was standing there, just arrived to relieve them with cold, refreshing seltzer water. Forced to dodge arthritically out of the way, this paragon of the serving class managed, miraculously, to spill not a single drop. "Sorry, Foka," shouted the dashing gentleman as he sped by. A moment later, the 5 couples had regained their starting marks and were looking expectantly at the man standing before them, a septuagenarian who awed them all with his resplendent spade-shaped white beard and genuine military getup, complete with Nevsky cross and ceremonial sword.
Northeastern Pennsylvania Philharmonic violinist Sasha Margolis reading from his novel, The Symbolist, here at the WVIA studio. The central character is a barber and a klezmer musician who plays the instrument, the cymbalum. Sasha Margolis, violinist and author, reading from The Symbolist. We pick up now. Dancing is our way into the recent phone conversation we had with Sasha about the upcoming concert here at the WVIA studio this Sunday afternoon, titled Dreams and Klezmer.
Dancing was a big part, although not the only part, of what klezmorim provided at those weddings, which were not just you show up for an hour and and then there's a ceremony, and then there's a little party afterward. But the weddings were multi-day affairs, but they especially had a lot of dancing. And in the Golikov piece that we're going to be doing on our concert, Golikov makes a lot of use of a particular klezmer tune, which is variously known as the Old Klezmer Band or the Odessa Bulgar. And it is so earthy. It's really earthy. Yeah, there is also, I'll tell you, I want to share a quote from Golikov when talking about the mystical aspect. So Golikov said, quote, "I'm trying to invent, or maybe not invent, but discover what I call a galactic folklore. To give you an idea, the other day I was listening to Ligeti's Violin Concerto, and especially in its slow movement, there's a weird convergence of the already known and the entirely new. It could have been written 3 million years ago or 3 million years from now. In the same way, I am struck by the vividness of a lot of ethnic musics. My hope is not to imitate them, but to find their essential qualities. In this piece, I did not want to create a postcard of klezmer. I wanted to create an X-ray. And of course, with two such strong traditions, klezmer and the string quartet, I wanted to see if I could create a new world." And that's the quote. Yeah.
Have you played it, Sasha?
I have. The same group performed it last summer a couple of times. And it's such an incredibly powerful experience to play and, by all accounts, to listen to. It's a bit over a half hour long, and it takes you on such a journey. It's just extraordinary. And because it's inspired by this medieval Kabbalist named Isaac the Blind, the name of the piece is The Dreams and Prayers of Isaac the Blind. Isaac the Blind was a French Kabbalist in the Middle Ages. And so, obviously, with the Kabbalah, you're really dealing with mysticism. And how he translates that into music is hard to say exactly, but it has a very mystical feeling at times.
And so when we hear the clarinet and we hear the strings, we might at first, or at points, let's just say, we might get a sense that, oh, this is definitely rooted in klezmer, but because of the way he writes for the instruments and the way you all interact, it does transcend that. But it is still that?
Yeah, it's funny. So he wrote the piece originally for a klezmer clarinet player named Gyora Feidman, who was maybe the greatest of all the klezmer clarinetists, which says a lot. But there's a recording of Feidman playing this tune, the Old Klezmer Band, or the Odessa Bulgar. There's unfortunately no recording of him playing this Golikov piece, but the Golikov treatment of that tune at times sounds exactly like that recording of Feidman playing with a klezmer band. ¶¶ I don't know how he does it. He's such a good composer. And we're playing these crazy chords that are kind of dissonant and complicated and unpredictable. And you would never, looking at the music on the page, guess that it was going to turn into an exact facsimile of what a klezmer band sounds like. But it does transcend it, too, because that's in the context of so much of what we talked about, mystical sounding music. It's just an amazing piece.
Are there movements that have titles or anything that gives you a sense of where you are and where we might read the program notes and say, oh, yes, okay.
Well, yes and no. They're not colorful titles, but he, in the score, has a fantastic program note where he talks about what each movement is. And I think we'll be reading that ahead of performing the piece because I think it's very helpful. One thing that's really interesting is that he decided after having written the piece, not realizing it at the time, but he decided that the first movement is in the Aramaic language, the second movement is in Yiddish, and the third is in Hebrew. And he says, in the prelude, the music is like a celestial accordion rising and falling, like breathing, like praying, like air. And then the whole first movement is a heartbeat that accelerates wildly, becoming frantic. And then he talks about the second movement, opening with a hesitating, irregular pulse, a skipping heartbeat, the rhythm of death. The violin and the clarinet hold forth and monologue at the same time, like those Bashevis singer stories told in a poorhouse on a winter night. And then he says that the third movement, the string quartet is an accordion in the prelude, a klezmer band in the second movement. Now, in the third movement, it's a shepherd's magic flute. And there's a question woven into the hardening incense. That question is a little hard to explain without reading this whole program now, but it refers back to this Kabbalistic, intensely Jewish part of the piece. But he says, the question remains unanswered in the postlude. So I think he guides us to know what's going on over the course of the whole thing.
We didn't mention that you enjoyed playing in a wonderfully named klezmer band.
Yeah, we have a band called Big Galoot. I've been doing that for the past 15 years or so. And so hopefully I am able to bring some of that experience to playing this piece. Pascal, who's playing clarinet in this piece, is doing an incredible job of playing all of the klezmer ornaments and capturing the feel. And when we performed it over the summer, everybody was just fantastic. Really great.
And you do have that sense, even though you're following Golioff's score, that there is something improvisational about the feel?
Yeah, you know, because he was writing for Gyura Feidman in particular, he left a lot up to the performer in the clarinet part particularly. And so Pascal has done a great job of figuring out what klezmer sounds he wants to bring to it. So there's a lot of room for that kind of improvisation and with timing as well.
Who are your string fellows?
So your audience may know Lucas Button, who is now the principal cellist of the Philharmonic. And then our other two players are not with the Philharmonic. They play Glimmerglass, and that's why we arranged in this way. One of them is named Mjaltin Zsezsa. He's a really fabulous violinist who is playing viola on this because he's also a fabulous violist. And he studied with Pinchas Zukerman, and he's concertmaster at Radio City Music Hall. And the other is Jeremiah Blacklow, who studied with Perlman and is a really wonderful violinist who does a lot of chamber music. He has his own string quartet. So it's a terrific group. I personally feel really lucky to be playing with all these people.
And Sasha, because you were coordinating the concert, didn't you, as artistic director, choose the other pieces that will be featured?
Yeah. What happened was that Jason Goldschmidt, our amazing executive director, thought that we should fill out the program with klezmer music. So I made 5 arrangements of klezmer and klezmer adjacent tunes, which I think will be really fun. Some just for string quartet, some with Pascal playing also. We wanted to give him a breather and not put him in all of them. But we're doing a Gassenlied, which means a street song. And it's the kind of song that after a night of dancing at the wedding, the klezmers would walk home, members of the wedding party, maybe the parents, maybe the bride and groom. And this was just the tune that they walked home to. We're doing Dem Ganes Yichis, which is a kind of an insult song, and we're going to be doing some singing and speaking in that one. And here's an example of the insults. The Yiddish goes, Dein Tate is a Schmarovoznik, Dein Mame gan wit fish in mark, Und dein Bruder is a Katjaznik, Und dein Schwester geht mit a Kozak. And that means, your daddy is the guy who greases the wagon wheels. Your mama steals fish. Your brother is a cheater at cards. And your sister goes out with a Cossack. Anyway, then we're doing a tune that I wrote called Bucharest-Budapest Express, which depicts a musical train journey from Romania to Hungary and back. And we're doing a lullaby by Shostakovich that comes from a set of songs he wrote that is called From Jewish Folk Poetry. And then we're doing a really exciting classic klezmer fast tune called Trelo Hasa Pasevico, which means the crazy Serbian butcher's dance.
Now, when you are doing the arrangements, where does that take you in your heart when you're arranging these klezmer pieces and even the Shostakovich?
Well, I just really wanted to make it not sound like a string quartet, but to try and make it sound like a klezmer band. So I mean, I am no Golikov, but I tried to take some inspiration from him.
Sasha Margolis, Northeastern Pennsylvania Philharmonic violinist and coordinator of the orchestra's chamber music series, speaking with us about an upcoming concert titled Dreams and Klezmer, taking place this Sunday, February 22nd at 3 in the afternoon here at the WVIA Sordoni Theater in Pittston. We're just off Interstate 81 and the Pennsylvania Turnpike between Wilkes-Barre and Scranton. There are exits from each of those roads within a mile of the station, plenty of parking, and if you need directions, you'll find all that you need on the Philharmonic website, nepaphil.org, nepaphil.org. You also are welcome to call the box office, area code 570-270-4444, 270-4444, area code 570, Dreams and Klezmer, that will feature the Dreams and Prayers of Isaac the Blind by Osvaldo Golijov for clarinet and string quartet. And then there will be traditional klezmer tunes, a tune by Sasha Margolis and a lullaby by Shostakovich, all of those arranged by our guest today, Sasha Margolis. For more information on the web, nepaphil.org, nepaphil.org.